USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Health officials are warning Americans about the uptick in hospitalizations among those fully vaccinated against COVID-19. The concern about fading immunity against severe COVID infection comes as the FDA is expecting to authorize a Pfizer vaccine booster for adults 18 and older. The CDC reporting a decline in effectiveness among the elderly and residents of long-term care facilities who received their shots first. Jurors in the murder trial of Kyle Rittenhouse have concluded their deliberations for Wednesday. Rittenhouse is facing charges for fatally shooting two protesters and injuring a third during riots and looting in Kenosha, Wisconsin last year. Wisconsin Republican Congressman Brian Stile is calling for protesters not to repeat the actions of the summer of 2020. USA Radio News.
Right now, you are listening to USA Radio News, and we are following breaking news for you, which comes from Facebook's founder and CEO, Mark Zuckerberg. Here is what Mark had to say. Mark?
It is time for us to adopt a new company brand to encompass everything that we do. To reflect who we are and what we hope to build, I am proud to announce that starting today, our company is now Meta. Our mission remains the same, still about bringing people together. Our apps and their brands, they're not changing either. And we are still the company that designs technology around people.
Thank you, Mark. You can watch the full Connect keynote and learn more about how the metaverse will unlock new opportunities at meta.com. That's meta.com. And we will have more for you after these words.
The Biden administration's vaccine mandate is once again affecting federal workers.
Customs and Border Protection won't release the number, but it's likely that the jobs of thousands of Border Patrol agents are on the chopping block if the requests for COVID-19 vaccine exemptions aren't accepted or if they simply refuse to take the jab. Agents were required to report their vaccination status and face termination if not fully vaccinated by November 22nd. From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
Former Las Vegas Raiders wide receiver Henry Ruggs III is being ordered to appear in court again. This is because a judge says he missed an alcohol test. Ruggs faces decades behind bars if convicted of a deadly crash earlier this month. He faces numerous charges, including DUI, resulting in death. Ruggs' blood alcohol level after the crash came out to twice the legal limit. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Republicans on Capitol Hill are demanding answers from the Attorney General.
A whistleblower has released an internal email that was dated a day before Attorney General Merrick Garland appeared before Congress in sworn testimony. The email was released Tuesday by the House Judiciary Committee, Republicans, who said this is the proof that federal counterterrorism was being deployed against concerned parents at school board meetings across the country. Republican Representative Jim Jordan on Fox News weighs in.
Well, he either lied to us or he doesn't know. Either one is bad for the country, bad for justice in America. This is no different than what the IRS did just a few years ago when they had remember the BOLO list? Be on the lookout for these kind of organizations using these kind of words. And they had a list of American citizens just like the FBI is doing now. So he either didn't know, which is terrible, or he misled the committee when he came in front of us.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
President Biden wants federal regulators to investigate whether oil and gas companies are behaving illegally. Biden writing a letter to the FTC chair and saying costs for those companies are going down, but gas prices are staying at a high level. AAA saying the national average for a gallon of gas was just over $3.41 a gallon, with the western United States being hit especially hard. Biden has no proof that oil and gas companies are doing anything wrong. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.